Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
RMV offices across the state are closed today and won't reopen until Monday morning. Closures needed to install a new computer system that will allow the issuing of so-called real IDs. In a couple of years, those IDs will be needed to fly within the U.S. or to enter a federal building. For an explanation about the change, we're joined now by WBUR's Shannon Doolin. Good morning, Shannon.
Hi, Jack.
So, Shannon, we've asked listeners to send us their questions about real IDs, but can you start with the basics first?
Sure. So I sort of want to start by allaying some fears here. You do not have to run out first thing Monday morning and get one of these real IDs. I mean, unless your license happens to expire on Monday, you should be good to go for a while. I mean, if you currently have a valid Massachusetts driver's license, it's going to stay valid until its expiration date. You will still be able to fly with that valid Massachusetts driver's license until October of 2020. But it's after that point that you will need a real ID or a valid passport or passport card to board a domestic flight.
What exactly does this mean for flying?
If you don't fly all that much or ever, and if you don't frequent federal facilities, then you probably don't need to worry that much about getting a real ID. If you have a valid passport or passport card, you can use that to fly in place of a real ID. So I think to an extent, some people can make the decision about what's more convenient for them.
Listener Judy Levin has this question. She says that she just renewed her license in September. She wants to know, is she going to have to pay again to get a real ID? A lot of listeners also wondering about having to go through that process all over again.
Right. So it kind of goes back to the convenience factor. So in Judy's case, if she renewed in 2017 and got the standard 5-year renewal, that means her current license would be valid until what, 2022? So remember, that valid license will still get Judy on a plane until October 1st of 2020. And after October of 2020, she can fly with a valid passport or passport card. But if she'd rather just, you know, flash a valid real ID at the airport security checkpoint and not worry about toting her passport around for every flight, then yes, she will have to do the process from the beginning to get her first real ID before that October 2020 cutoff. For anyone like Judy whose ID hasn't expired yet, converting to the real ID will cost $25. For everyone else who's renewing and getting a real ID at the time of their renewal, that will cost the same as it did before, $50.
So let's talk about that documentation. Listener Lauren Cohen asks about utility bills. She says she gets them emailed to her and wants to know if printing them out will be sufficient proof of residency.
The short answer is it should, so long as it has your name and address on it. You can also use a bank statement or a lease, a medical statement, anything like that that's dated within 60 days. Students can use school transcripts or proof of enrollment or a tuition bill to prove their state residency. You will need two different documents to prove your state residency if you're going in to get a real ID.
Okay, so besides the two proof of residency forms, what else do you need?
This is new for everyone, whether you're opting for a real ID or sticking with the standard license. The state is now requiring that you provide proof of citizenship or lawful presence. And so you can do that by bringing in a passport or a passport card or a certified copy of your U.S. birth certificate. For the real ID, you'll also need one original document that has your social security number on it. So, you know, that's your social security card if you happen to know where that is. And or you could also use a W-2 form or a pay stub. And it's really important to keep in mind, Jack, that if you want to apply for a real ID, you have to show up at the RMV, at least for the initial application.
So you mentioned everyone now needs to prove citizenship or lawful residence. What's the impetus for this change, and why are some immigrant advocates worried about this new requirement?
You'll remember that Governor Baker actually signed these new requirements into law way back in 2016 to get Massachusetts in line with federal requirements that were established in 2005 after information came out following the September 11th terrorist attacks. And that information showed that some of the attackers had fraudulent documents. So it's been a slow rollout across the country. And here in Massachusetts, we're just now addressing these new guidelines. And proof of citizenship or lawful presence in the U.S. is one of the biggest changes. And so the key thing for immigrants and the key thing that immigrant advocates are concerned about is the fact that you can no longer get a license with just a social security number. And advocates are really worried that that's going to be particularly problematic for people who have like a temporary status right now. So think about DACA recipients or some of the maybe Haitians or Salvadorans that we've heard about with temporary protected status. If they have a limited term visa or temporary status, you know, they're going to have to go in person to the RMV. And what that means is they're going to get a limited term license depending on the length of their visa. So it just adds to a lot of the confusion and a lot of the unrest, you know, circling around some of these temporary statuses.
That's WBUR's Shannon Dooling on the new Real ID system. Shannon, thanks.
Thank you, Jack.